Thank you for downloading and listening to the Morning Crunch Wrap podcast. Just a reminder, you can follow the Morning Crunch Wrap on Facebook to get links to all the stories that we talk about. And the Morning Crunch Wrap is also on Instagram. Fun photos inspired by the stories that we talk about. So give us a follow. And thanks for listening. This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Monday, April 29th, 2019. And here's what caught my eye this morning. Oh, by the way, I'm Nate Darling. Headline, Avengers Endgame obliterates records with $1.2 billion opening. The universe belongs to Marvel. Avengers Endgame shattered the record for biggest opening weekend with an estimated $350 million in ticket sales domestically and $1.2 billion globally, reaching a new pinnacle for the blockbuster era that comic book studios have come to dominate. The Avengers finale far exceeded even its own gargantuan expectations, according to studio estimates Sunday. The movie had been forecast to open between $260 million and $300 million in U.S. and Canadian theaters, but moviegoers turned out in such droves that Endgame blew past the previous record of $257.7 million set last year by Avengers Infinity War, when it narrowly surpassed Star Wars The Force Awakens. Endgame was just as enormous overseas. Worldwide, it obliterated the previous record of $640.5 million, which was also set by Infinity War last year. Infinity War did not open in China until 2 weeks after its debut. Endgame set a new weekend record in China as well, where it made $330.5 million. In one fell swoop, Endgame has already made more than movies like Skyfall, Aquaman, and The Dark Knight Rises grossed in their entire runs. That's not accounting for inflation. Alan Horn, Disney chairman, credited Marvel Studios and its president, Kevin Feige, for challenging notions of what's possible at the movie theater. This weekend's monumental success is a testament to the world they envisioned, the talent involved, and their collective passion, matched by the irrepressible enthusiasm of fans around the world. To accommodate demand, the Walt Disney Company released Endgame in more theaters, 4,662 in the U.S. and Canada, than any other opening before. Advanced ticketing services set new records. Early ticket buyers crashed AMC's website, and starting Thursday, some theaters even stayed open 72 hours straight. The president and chief executive of the National Association of Theater Owners said, "We've got some really tired staff. I talked to an exhibitor in Kansas who said, I've never sold out a 7 a.m. show on a Saturday morning before, and they were doing it all across their circuit. Not working in the film's favor was the lengthy runtime of 181 minutes, but theaters kept adding showings for Endgame to get it on more screens than any other movie to satiate the frenzy around the movie. Joe and Anthony Russo's film ties together the Avengers storyline, as well as the previous 21 releases of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which began with 2008's Iron Man. For an industry dogged by uncertainty over the growing role of streaming, the weekend was a mammoth display of the movie theater's lucrative potency. The most significant moment in modern history of the movie business, saying we're looking at more than 30 million Americans and more than 100 million global guests that experience Endgame on the big screen in one weekend. The numbers are just staggering. Further boosting the results for Endgame were good reviews. It currently ranks at 96% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, the best rating for any Marvel movie aside from Black Panther. Audiences gave the film an A+ on CinemaScore. Now, single-handedly, Endgame has led the overall weekend at domestic box office to a record $400 million in ticket sales. That's according to ComScore. Endgame accounted for a staggering 88% of those tickets. The film grosses were aided by 3D screenings to a record of $540 million in global ticket sales at IMAX screenings, which was a company record of $91.5 million. Whew. That is a lot of money. All right, so Avengers Endgame, did you see it? I saw it. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. Okay, before we go on, I just want to ensure you that there are no spoilers in this Morning Crunch Wrap. I do want to talk about it. We will probably talk about it on the WTH podcast when Jason returns next week, assuming he has had a chance to see it with his new baby. I saw it Sunday early afternoon, actually a midday screening, which was wonderful to get tickets for. in 3D. So in 3D, the movie was fantastic. It's done so well that you don't really notice anything. But let's sort of break this down a little bit to the bigger issue. The bigger issue here is there has been this criticism that society in general and Americans in particular have a very short attention span, that we can't pay attention to anything, that we don't want to be challenged by anything. We want the world in 2-minute bites. And I believe that Marvel movies as a whole and this movie specifically highlight that that's just not true. This is 11 years of movies all coming to a head. It's the payoff of 21 other movies, and people obviously care. When they were doing Infinity War last year, my wife and I, and a lot of other people did the same thing, went back and rewatched every single Marvel movie, including the ones that we had missed the first time. We had not seen the first Hulk. We had not seen Ant-Man. And there were a couple of others that we had not seen. And we certainly hadn't seen some in quite a while. And the thing that these movies do very well is you leave the movie with a feeling. You leave the movie theater feeling something. And I think that's the sign of good cinema and good art. Now, there are some plot holes in this movie. As good as the reviews are based on how people felt when they walked out of the theater. If you really do a deep dive online, you can start getting reviews from people where they talk about the problems with the movie, the problems with how they resolved certain things and why they don't make sense. But that doesn't matter at that moment because you walk out of the movie with that feeling, whatever that feeling might be. When it was Infinity War last year, and if you haven't seen Infinity War, I'm going to spoil that. When those people fade away to dust at the end of Infinity War, you walked out of that movie theater with a feeling. It was like, oh my God. And that's what people want. People will pay attention if you give them a feeling. If you give them a reason, if you just make someone sit around for 2 hours and they leave with, then of course we're going to have a short attention span. Of course it's not going to matter because there's so many other things we could be doing with our time. There's so many other options for our entertainment, and they start with our phone. But for 3 hours, people put their phone away. People sat in a movie theater. People held their bladders. Okay, I went to the bathroom once. But for those 3 hours, you were just immersed in this movie and in this universe and in what was happening. And you cared because you've spent the past 11 years with these characters and their development. You care what happens to them. You care how the storyline wraps up. It matters. And again, these are not movies that are going to win Oscars for their acting or their writing, or even their directing. But dang it, you walk out with a feeling. And that's what art's all about. So get out and enjoy it. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap. Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm waving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me? Some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole. Hey, mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4, and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass?